Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We're going to have some wonderful songs of inspiration and also a message from the Word of God. But before we get into the first song, each week I ask you to pick up that telephone, call a friend or a neighbor, and invite them to view the program. Many of you do that, and it helps me advertise this ministry. And if you see me in town, please stop and introduce yourself and let me know that you're viewing. People do that all the time, and it encourages me as well to keep this on the air. Now we're getting right into singing the very first song by the Partain family. The title of their song is The Blessed Old Book.
It's a well of pure water when I'm thirsty and dry, bread when I'm hungry and worn. When the battle is raging, it's my faithful sword, a shelter from life's troubled storm. A light to my pathway, a lamp to my feet. When this world gets so dark you can't see, well, I've not made a change in one word that it said, but it sure made a change in me.
This blessed old book that I hold in my hand is truth from beginning to end. It's a solid foundation where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin.
When I think what it cost just to hold in my hand, I'm reminded that I owe a great debt. For all of those martyrs who burned at the stake, and they would quote it with their dying breath. Now its critics are many, believers are few, but one thing I found to be true. If you find when you read it that there's something wrong, then there's something wrong with you.
This blessed old book that I hold in my hand is truth from beginning to end. It's a solid foundation where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand is truth from beginning to end. It's a solid foundation where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin.
I trust that you have enjoyed the Partain's song. They're coming back in just a minute to sing another song for us. But before they do, I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you don't have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we are located, So let me give you some very brief directions. If you'll drive downtown, driving south on Jackson Street, you will drive to the bottom of the hill after passing the old courthouse. At the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only now to LaGrange Street. You will drive down LaGrange Street past the Newnan High School and drive 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road. In fact, just look for the big white cross on the church sign, 762 Smoky Road. Our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school. Morning worship, 11, 6 p.m. the evening service, and on Wednesday at 6:30 we have the children's ministries, 7 o'clock the teen ministries, and the adult Bible study and prayer service at the same time. Come out and visit with us. We would be so thrilled, so honored to have you do that. We are having our fall jubilee on November the 15th through the 18th. That is Sunday morning, Sunday night through Wednesday night. It starts at 7 p.m. each evening. We're going to have as our special musicians and singers, the Partain family and the Westside Baptist Church Choir. Our guest preachers are going to be Doug Bearden, Buster Kinsley, and Carl Partain. You come out and visit with us. We'd be so honored, so thrilled to have you do that. Put that on your calendar and be here. Now we're getting right back into the singing today. Partain family once again are singing, Waiting in the Waters.
A helpless man, blind from birth, the only one who saw his worth didn't pass him by. He heard his cry. He rubbed his eyes with a handful of clay and he said, go and wash in the pool today. And the blind man knew that's what he had to do. You know, along the way he couldn't help but trip and fall, but each time he got back up again, I wonder if he thought.
Every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I walk on and just believe he hears my prayer. And when I get there,
the promised by my Father
is waiting in the water.
I've walked in darkness, I won't lie, and just like that blind man, sometimes I felt all alone, like all hope was gone. But I know that his word is true, and no matter what I'm going through, he promised me that he would never leave. I know along the way I may stumble and I may fall, but I'll make it to the water, even if I have to crawl.
A step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I walk on and just believe he hears my prayer. And when I get there,
the miracle promised by my Father,
he's waiting in the water. Is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me,
I walk on and just believe He hears my prayer. And when I get there,
the miracle promised by my Father
is waiting in the water.
Now, just before the message, Phil Cross singing Mary Rocks the Rock.
A teenage mother, far from her family, just now delivered her baby boy. It's nothing at all the way she thought it would be, but tonight, everything's right. Mary rocks the rock that will be the foundation for her life and beyond. Mary cradles her son who'll become her salvation, the promised one. She hushes his cry with her lullaby. Heaven and earth for the moment have stopped. Mary rocks the rock. Peace on the earth. Today has a champion. The gift of this birth is goodwill to men. Joy and compassion mean more than before. Love is redefined by the life of this child. Mary rocks the rock that will be the foundation for her life and beyond. Mary cradles her son who'll become her salvation, the promised one. She hushes his cry with her lullaby. Heaven and earth for the moment. Mary rocks the rock. She hushes his cry with her lullaby. Heaven and earth for the moment have stopped. Mary rocks the rock. Mary rocks the rock that will be the foundation for her life and beyond. Mary cradles her son who'll become her salvation, the promised one. She hushes his cry with her lullaby. Heaven and earth for the moment have stopped. Mary rocks the rock. She hushes his cry with her lullaby. Heaven and earth for the moment have stopped. Mary rocks the rock. Oh yes. Mary rocks the rock.
Whoa. I trust that you have enjoyed this singing today. Now, let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible, I really suggest you take a pencil and a piece of paper, jot these references down. That way you can study them in detail at a later time. I want to talk about our wonderful Savior today. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, we find these words, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." May I say today that our Lord Jesus Christ is that wonderful Savior. I trust you know him in the free pardon of sin. It's a wonderful thing to know that your sins are covered by the blood of Jesus. We see this because of his sovereign power. He purchased our salvation on Calvary's cross. So let us look just for the next few minutes about this wonderful Savior. We go to John chapter 7, verse 2, and we find that he's wonderful in his success. It says, now the Jews' feast of the tabernacles was at hand. Now this gives us a time frame here. Then jump into John 9, 4. It picks up, I must work the works of him that sent me. Now Jesus is speaking. The Heavenly Father has sent Jesus Christ to this low ground of sin and sorrow. He was sent to die on an old rugged cross, shed his blood to be the sin covering, the sin sacrifice for all that would believe and receive him as their personal, listen to me, personal Lord and Savior. He says, while it is day, the night cometh. You see, we have the opportunity now, but the night is coming. The opportunities are going to pass. Be sure that you know Jesus Christ today. He says, when no man can work, the night is going to come, my dear friend, in your life. Death will invade your body. How you face the Lord Jesus Christ, how you face God after closing your eyes on this side depends on what you have done with Jesus Christ on this side. In John 17, verse number 4, he says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. You see, our Heavenly Father gave the Lord Jesus Christ this responsibility. He came to this low ground of sin and sorrow. He came to die for you and he came to die for me. Oh, listen. He didn't come to live. He came to take the sins of the world upon himself and nail them, or have himself nailed to the cross, nailing our sins to the cross. You see, his blood that was shed there on Calvary's tree that day is a propitiation, the sin covering for whosoever will. We find that he's wonderful in the sacrifice. Hebrews 10:10 says, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Isn't that wonderful? He didn't have to die but one time. It was sufficient. His blood sacrifice, the shedding of his blood was sufficient for all that will come to him through all these years since his death on the cross. But by the way, he didn't stay in the grave. We know that he was resurrected. Then we go to the book of Hebrews, and we find in Hebrews 10:14, for by one offering he hath perfected, listen, he has perfected forever, them that are sanctified. Isn't that wonderful today? We're sanctified. We don't look like much. Sometimes we don't act like much. But I want to tell you, we are somebody because we are part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, the church. And he's coming for the church soon and very soon, as the song says. Go then to verse number 18 of chapter 10 of the book of Hebrews. Now, where remission of sin is, there is no more sacrifice, no more offering, if you please. You see, once your sins have been removed by the blood of Jesus Christ, there's no more offerings that are necessary. And you cannot come to Jesus Christ, you cannot come to God, rather, in any other way but by and through Jesus Christ, his shed blood. You must come by the way of the cross. He's wonderful in his nature. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He was God in human form. He's the Son of God in human form. He identified with all of our needs, all the wants of human flesh, all the things that we'd face. He faced all of these same temptations. But, dear friend, he never sinned. He went sinless perfection to the old rugged cross. John says in chapter 10, verse 30, I and my Father are one. Jesus made that declaration himself. You see, he said, we are one in the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Then move on to John chapter 14, verse 9, and we read these words. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He's asking the question. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Notice this very carefully. He that hath seen me, Jesus has said, hath seen the heavenly Father. And how sayest thou, show us the Father? In other words, he's chiding him and rebuking him tenderly and said, you've seen me, you see the Father. Because I and the Father are one. You see, there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ came to bring salvation to this lost, dying world. He ascended back into the heavens, but the Holy Spirit descended back here on earth. And the Holy Spirit is alive and well in our souls today. All born-again believers are indwelled with the Holy Spirit. And I want to tell you, he's our encourager, he's our help, he's our director and our encourager when we're in the Word and we're walking in the way of Jesus Christ. Look at his wonderful example for just a minute. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us. Notice very carefully, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. As he walked and set the example for us, we should read the Word. We should put the Word or hide the Word in our heart, and we should walk in his examples today. Oh, listen, he has paved the way. He's shown the way. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He's a wonderful, wonderful Savior today. He's wonderful in his redemption. He's wonderful in his redemption. Again, I repeat. Oh, listen. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Listen to these words now. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Are your sins under the blood of Jesus Christ? The old hymn of the faith says, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 1:7 says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You see, it reveals to us when we have Jesus Christ living in us, the Holy Spirit dwelling with us, dear friend, and the book, the Bible, the path that shows us the way. We have that total revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. Then go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 through 20. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the mount, holy mount. And we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Listen very carefully. Whereunto you do well that ye take heed, listen, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star appear in our hearts. My dear friend, Jesus Christ is the day star. Jesus Christ is the way. In verse 20, listen, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. God said it. He means it like he says it. I know that I've heard through the years of study and listening to others how they have taken the Scriptures and they've twisted them to their own doctrine, their own interpretation. My dear friend, God said it. That settles it, and I believe it. Go with me now to the book of Mark, chapter 15, verse 3. And we see he's wonderful in his patience. Oh, listen. He has to be patient with me. What about you? Mark says, and the chief priest accused him of many things, but he answered nothing, just remained silent. Pilate asked him again, saying, answereth thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee? But Jesus yet answered nothing, so Pilate was marveled. Jesus did not open his mouth. He did not say one word to justify himself, because you see, he was just. He knew why he had come to earth. He knew what his future was. He knew what he must do. And he was faithful all the way to the cross. I had the privilege years ago to go to Israel, and I stood in the very place where Pilate talked to Jesus. Oh, how inspirational that was, just to stand there and know that my Lord stood in that very spot and was beaten with a cat of nine tails and pronounced that he would be crucified, nailed to an old rugged cross. That cross, that justification, that shedding of the blood, that would purchase my salvation. What a great, wonderful experience that was there in Israel that day. Go with me now to the book of John 17 and verse 21, and we find he's wonderful in his unity. He says that they all may be one, that's the body of Christ, as thou, Father, hath art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Oh, listen. And the glory that which thou gavest me, I've given them, that they may be one, even as we're one, I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Listen, finally, he's wonderful in his devotion, my dear friend. John 15:13, these words, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Listen. And in verse number 1 of chapter 13, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, all of us, he loved them until the end. My dear friend, I trust you know this Jesus that I've talked about today. If you don't, he wants a personal relationship with you. All you have to do is just on your knees say, the Lord Jesus Christ, would you come into my heart? Would you save me? Would you cleanse me by the blood of Jesus Christ, the shed blood, and make me part of your great family? He'll do that. Do that right now if you're not saved. Until the same time next week, this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, saying goodbye, God bless you, and go with God.